Father, we love you and we thank you. We are gathered together today to hear the word of the Lord. And I pray that our hearts will receive the word of God as it is indeed the word of God and not the word of man. And may the Lord open our ears, open our eyes and our hearts. And may we receive understanding as it is written. The entrance of your word brings light and gives understanding to the simple. Even so it is this morning. We declare it to be so. And we say amen in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So today I want to speak to us some good news. That's right. Good news. What is that good news? Well, what God says to you and what he wants for you is for you to be blessed, for you to thrive, for you to increase, and for you to prosper. These are the things, you know, many other things too. Prosper in health, prosper in wellness, prosper, you know, increase all around you, and thrive in various things. And we're going to examine some scriptures. Now, you know, when, you know, we talk about these things, you know, some people have characterized messages such as this as prosperity gospel. And because of that, you know, some people say, well, you know, prosperity gospel. No, this is not prosperity gospel. This is the word of the Lord. You know, it's exactly what he says. And we're going to see it. And we want to see the things that are freely given us of God. This is the word of the Lord. So I will start from the beginning and show you all the way through the scriptures where it is God's will and what he says, you know, concerning you to be blessed. He wants you to thrive, not just barely survive. He wants you to increase and he wants you to prosper. Praise the Lord. In the beginning, from the beginning, the Lord said to them in Genesis 1 and 28, this Bible said, the Lord blessed them and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply. That's a blessing. That means increase. You know, that means he wants them to increase. Be fruitful. Everything you do. Some of us think of it as, childbearing or childbirth and so forth. Well, that's part of it. But being fruitful in all things that we do, increasing in all things. There are many lessons in the scriptures about fruitfulness. And Jesus talked about it, you know, most of John chapter 15, he was talking about fruitfulness, bearing fruit. He said, you know, the branch that is in me that doesn't bear fruit will be cut off, you know, and thrown away. You know, but the one that's bearing fruit will be pruned so that I can bear even more fruit. I mean, spent a lot of time in that chapter talking about fruit. One time he even took the disciples through an example in Mark 11 of when he saw a tree that was not bearing fruit. And he was not pleased about it and dismissed the tree. And, well, you were not bearing fruit. That's it. You're done. Nobody will eat of you anymore. So fruitfulness, you know, as far as the Lord is concerned, was the very first word that came out of his mouth to the man. That's the very first thing he said. Be fruitful and multiply. And the Bible called it a blessing. He said, God blessed them and said unto them. Isn't it wonderful that the very first words out of his mouth were be fruitful and increase? That's what multiply means. Increase. You know, so definitely he wants us to be fruitful. That means be blessed in everything, you know, and also it means, you know, multiply means increase. And when we talk about blessing, I have some scriptures to share with us on the blessing of the Lord, you know, because God, you know, God blessed them here. I mean, God pronounced a blessing. There are many ways you can bless someone. You know, and what you say, the words that God said here was a blessing. And that blessing is supposed to add something to our lives. The Bible says the blessing of the Lord it maketh rich, and he added no sorrow with it. Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 22. That's a blessing of the Lord. When he puts it upon you, yeah, it'll add even more value to your life. It'll make you rich in many things, not just rich in coins and silver and currency of money. It makes you rich in everything, you know, rich in understanding, rich in the knowledge of God, rich in the things of the Spirit, rich in the things of the kingdom, you know, rich in everything. The blessing of the Lord maketh you rich. He added no sorrow with it. It is God's desire, you know, even as we saw from the beginning, and he even delights in it, to see us, you know, being successful, to be doing well, to be in wellness. You know, 3 John 3 and 2 say, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health. These are just some background scriptures. Psalm 35 and verse 27. Let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. That's what the Lord delights in. He delights in you being blessed. He delights in you being prospered, being fruitful, increasing, and thriving. These are the things that the Lord delights in. Praise the Lord. It's the enemy that does the opposite. The enemy comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Jesus declared in John 10 and 10. But I have come that you may have life, and that more abundantly. That's thriving life. Does it not just barely get by, but thriving? Not just surviving, but thriving. This is what the Lord wants. Blessed be the Lord. The Lord be magnified. That hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servants and his children. Psalm 35 and verse 27. In fact, make that one of your key takeaway verses or memory verse today. The Lord be magnified. You know, who hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Praise the Lord. So it is God's good pleasure to do that. It's not just, you know, it's not just by chance that we discover that, oh, we can be blessed, we can be prospered. No, it was something that the Lord even wanted. Let them shout for joy and be glad. Favor my righteous cause. Let them continually say, let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Praise the Lord. This is something that the Lord actually wants for us. Ah, to God be good. He wants it, you know, and that's something that he had desired for us to have. You know, he wants us to be blessed like that. In fact, there are many scriptures that talk about it. Psalm 112, you know, it says the following about, you know, blessing not only for you, but also for your children, because your heart is towards keeping the ways of the Lord and his commandments. It says, praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man. So, you know, that was God's word. He wants you to be blessed. That's what he says. The man shall be blessed that feareth the Lord. That's what God says in his word. The man that delighted greatly in his commandments shall be blessed. That's what God says in his word. The man that, you know, feareth the Lord and delighted greatly in his commandments shall have his seed becoming mighty upon the earth. That's what the Lord says. The generation of such a man shall be blessed. I mean, these are the words of the Lord. God wants you to be blessed. We're going to see what that blessing looks like. You shall be blessed in all things. He even says wealth and riches shall be in his house. Glory to God. You know, and his righteousness will endure, you know, forever. The Lord will cause the blessings of righteousness to come upon you and to your seed after you. And these are the desires of the Lord, you know, according to the word of the Lord. He wants us to be blessed. Now, God also wants us to thrive, you know, thriving in every season. He doesn't want us to have dry seasons. And dry seasons will happen, and you must trust him through that season when it comes. But God wants you to actually thrive in every season. He wants us to thrive. Here's what he says. Blessed is the man, Psalm 1, you know, that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. That's right. Yeah, such a man will be blessed. Blessed is the man that standeth not in the way of sinners. Well, such a man will be blessed. Blessed is the man that sitteth not in the seat of discomfort. Such a man will be blessed. Yeah, blessed is the man that has his delight in the law of the Lord. And in his law, such a man meditates day and night. He will be blessed. What are some of those blessings? Well, let's look at it. He shall be like a tree that's planted by rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. And that's another key word in today's lesson. God wants you to be blessed, wants you to thrive, he wants you to increase, and he wants you to prosper. So whatever you do shall be prospered. And this is the outlook that God has for us. You know, for as much as we are walking not in the counsel of the ungodly, in other words, not following the way of sinner, the manner in which they do things, the way they do things in the world is different from, you know, the concepts of God's kingdom. How we do things in the kingdom, that's completely different. Now, if you follow kingdom rules and kingdom ways, I would say you shall be blessed. You will be like a tree that's planted by rivers of living water. You will not know drought. Praise the Lord. You shall not know drought. You know, that's a blessing from the Lord, because you are connected directly, you know, with the source of water. You know, you will not know the dry season either, you know, when you are connected to the Lord directly. You will be fat and flourishing, he said. In Psalm 92, he says that. And then in Isaiah 58, he says that. Let me read Isaiah 58 first, verse 11. And the Lord shall guide thee continually. He shall satisfy thy soul in drought. Make fat thy bones, and you'll be like a watered garden. That's right. Now, talking about dryness now. Dryness, you know, times where everybody says there is a downcasting. The Lord said, you'll be saying there's a lifting up. You know, talking about drought. This man that's connected with the Lord, you know, that delights greatly to do his will, that does not follow the way of sinners, nor rejoice in the seat of discomfort, well, but delights in the word of the Lord. The Lord says, this is what God says, you will be blessed. You know, he will even satisfy your soul in drought. Make fat thy bones. It shall be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. Same thing as someone, you know. Jeremiah 17 and 8, you know, it also tells you that this man that is so, you know, that is walking in the integrity of his heart, that fears the Lord and so forth like that, even such a man, he said, shall be like a tree that's planted by the waters, that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall he cease from yielding fruit. Isn't that wonderful? Take Jeremiah 17 and verse 8 as one of your key takeaways today as well. There's a few that are you know, we call out like that. This is one of them. You know, you will be, this is what God says concerning you. You will be, you know, as a tree that's planted by the rivers of living water. Yeah, that's how you will be. Who is that? You know, who is this kind of blessing coming onto? Well, if you read it from verse 7, it says, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. You know, it's always blessings. He wants you to be blessed. God pronounces it, say you are blessed. And the blessing comes in way of what he describes in the next verse. He shall be as a tree that's planted by the waters, spreads out her roots by the river, shall not see when heat cometh. You know, a leaf shall always be green. I'll be careful even in the year of drought, shall not cease from yielding fruit. Be fruitful and multiply. Just like he said in the beginning. I mean, these words of blessings from the Lord, they are carried throughout the scriptures. And the Lord puts it upon the man that trusteth in the Lord, that makes the Lord God his hope. Blessings and assurance of blessings coming upon such a man. Praise the Lord. When you say man, that's whether man or woman. And we are blessed. You know, if we follow the word of the Lord like that, praise the Lord. And, you know, these blessings will continue upon you all through your life. Doesn't matter what age you are on. If you're walking in the integrity of your heart before the Lord, you know, you will always be blessed. The righteous, he said, shall flourish like the palm tree. Psalm 92 and verse 12. He shall grow and flourish. He's also prosper and increase. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. Huh, that's right. And they are planted, they've taken root. He says, shall spread her roots by the river. You've made root. They'll be, you know, bear, you know, they grow their root deep in the Lord. They are secure. They're not blown by every wind of doctrine or every sleight of men. They are standing solid. So they are grounded and rooted in the Lord. Well, he said they shall flourish in the courts of our God. Where are the courts of our God that they might flourish in? Well, Psalm 24 will tell you, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. So everything that is in the earth, it's part of the courts of our God. You will flourish and wherever you are. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. Doesn't matter what age they are in. They shall still bring forth fruit. Remember, be fruitful and multiply. Those were the first words out of his mouth. Even in old age, you will still be bringing forth fruit. Doesn't mean bearing children only, but it means that too. You will bear children in old age if you want to. You know, but you will still be fruitful in everything that you are doing. They shall bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. You know, they will not be diminished. You know, they will not look mean and haggard and bone to bone like that. No, they will be covered with flesh. They will look robust. You know, they'll be looking good. Why? To show that the Lord is upright. That's right. It's my rock. You know, he's upright and he will keep his promises and the declarations over the righteous. There will be no unrighteousness, never. No unrighteousness in the Lord. He will keep his word, his good word, which he has promised. Joshua 21:45 says there has not failed any of his good word, which he has promised, you know, to the children of Israel. Well, has not failed any to which I promised to us either. All came to pass. Glory to God. You know, and it's going to all come to pass because he promised it. He wants us to thrive in every season of life. Not be dry. You will not be a dry thing. You will be, you know, you will not be careful even in the year of drought. You will not cease from yielding fruit. I mean, these are powerful, powerful promises. And also the one in Psalm 92 and verse 12. Not just, you know, just some random things we should read. This is what God says for you to be blessed, for you to thrive, for you to increase, and for you to prosper. Let me talk about increase. We've talked about increase many times, you know, on this platform. You know, think of it this way. You know, God himself is a multiplier. I want to talk about God being a multiplier. You know, that's why he made man and woman the way he did it. Inside the man that he formed from the beginning was the woman, the attribute of multiplication. The man had the seed. The woman receives the seed and multiplies it. That's it. You know, it was combined from the beginning. Male and female, he made them from the beginning and called their name Adam. That man was a composite being. Carry the blessing of God throughout all generations. This is what God said to him. Even the woman was still inside of him when he said it. Be fruitful and multiply. The attribute of multiplication passed from God to them. You know, what God blessed them with was what God already had that he could give to them. And he gave them the attribute of multiplication. God himself multiplied. Like that, multiply. You know, God always wants us to expand whatever age you are in. Psalm 115, verse 14. Here's another key takeaway for you today. The Lord shall increase you more and more. You and your children. Glory to God. So the promise is unto you and to your children. Of increase. That's what he said. Now, remember the title of today's lesson. God says, this is what God says. God says, be blessed. God says, thrive. God says, increase. And God says, prosper. And these are the things that God wants for you. Increase you more and more, you and your children. God doesn't want us to be limited. Wants continuous increase. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 22. A little one shall become a thousand. You start small, you increase. And a small one shall become a great and a strong nation. That's it. That's the Lord. That's when the Lord imparts the attribute of multiplication and increase upon us. Be fruitful and multiply. It's the same thing as be fruitful and increase. Multiply is increase. That's what God said. That's what he wants. You know, and things that start little in God's hand, they always increase. Job tells us a powerful, powerful scripture in Job. And I want you to consider it. It's another key takeaway today. Job chapter 8 and verse 7. Though thy beginning was small, yet thy latter end shall greatly increase. Well, that's what God wants. You may start small, but you will increase greatly. Jesus himself, he spoke about in his many of his you know, teachings, he spoke many parables about the kingdom, right? And then he spoke this parable of the kingdom. He said, well, the kingdom of God is like a grain of mustard seed. You can find that lesson in Matthew chapter 13 and verse 31. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a grain of a mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which at first, right, is indeed the least of all seeds. It's a very small and tiny seed. But when it is grown, it's the greatest among herbs, and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in it, and so forth. That's the increase. It starts little, but it increases. Thy beginning was small, yet thy latter end shall greatly increase. Powerful pronunciations from the word of the Lord. And as we prayed at the beginning, I said, well, prepare your heart to hear the word of the Lord. And let it be the word of the Lord and not the word of a man. You know, this is the word of the Lord to you, that you will increase. The Lord will increase you, you and your children, more and more. Praise the Lord. There are things that we have seen in the scriptures that God caused people to experience not only natural increase, but supernatural increase. That's right. Well, you know, first of all, you know, you got to experience natural increase before you can experience supernatural increase. You know, for first comes the natural, and after that, that which is spiritual. So what is natural increase? Well, let's talk about it. And we're going to talk about supernatural increase. Natural increase is what I call in season blessings. God wants you to be blessed, both in season and out of season. Well, the in season blessing is natural. You have a job. You work 2 weeks, you get a paycheck. That's just the contract on your employment. Yeah, it's a natural thing, whether you're a believer or you're not. You know, you get paid. And that's a cycle to it. Some is weekly, some is daily even, some is bi-weekly, and some is monthly or whatever. Whatever the schedule of payment is what it is. When you fulfill your obligation of doing the work, you come to work, you show up. Some jobs, all you have to do is actually show up. You get paid whether you do anything or not. A lot of jobs like that. You know, before they do your performance evaluation, you're still getting paid. You know, and then, you know, that's natural increase. You know, even naturally, people expect that when they sow in the ground, you don't have to be a believer for this. You put some seed in the ground, you do a yield. Because God put that increase in the seed from the beginning. It wasn't just the man that God intended to increase. He put increase in the tree, in the fruit of the trees. He said the tree, the seed from the fruit, bearing seed and increase after itself and after its kind. He put all those things there from the beginning. So when you plant the seed and do the needful, like water it and all that stuff, it's expected for natural increase. It's just natural, you know. So there is natural increase, but there is also supernatural increase. So again, I describe natural increase as in season. You know, you are in season, you know. In fact, things that are in, you know, during the planting season and the harvesting season, it is expected in the harvesting season that the things that were planted in the planting season must bring increase. It's the natural expectation. Now, God can put a blessing on it so that they have a bountiful increase, but you know, it is expected that, you know, they should increase. Plant something, get an increase. In fact, the fig tree that wasn't producing in Mark chapter 11, the writer of the gospel, that particular gospel, Mark, he put a commentary there in defense of that tree. You know, he said, it was not yet the time for figs. So he was actually defending the tree. You know, it wasn't time yet for him to produce. There's a season to it. There's a time for everything. There's a season for everything. It wasn't yet the time for figs. It's the time for bringing out leaves and so forth. But it wasn't yet time for figs. So he was defending the tree. But Jesus said, no. It should always be time. That's right. You should always bring forth fruit, whether it's season or out of season. So the natural blessing is in season. That's the way I call it. And the out of season blessing is what I call, the supernatural blessing is what I call out of season blessing. In other words, you know, it goes beyond the natural. God meeting your needs beyond your means. Your means are your paycheck and so forth. And what you have in your bank or not have there, you know. But God is able to meet your needs even out of season, without a paycheck or without a constant paycheck. You can use the paycheck to do it, and often does. You know, God will use a paycheck or the increase from your business, whatever, as a means of meeting your needs. He does that quite a bit, and quite a lot, actually. But even when that is not forthcoming, according to Philippians 4:19, it says, the Lord will supply all your need. He didn't say according to your paycheck or only when you are in season like that, when you have a job. Sometimes some people say, you know, I'm out of work. I'm in between jobs and all these things. What about those times when you're out of work? What about those times that you are, you know, so to say, out of season? Would the Lord then abandon you? You know, until the next job, you know, you have nothing. No, there is a way that God can meet those needs. And the first thing that I want us to understand today is that God wants you. What he wants for you is the first thing I want us to understand. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches. Not according to your job, not according to the money you have in your bank or don't have, or the job you don't have or what you have, but according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. You know, that's, you know, how he does it. Our God is a God of increase. He's a multiplier by nature. The stories of the 5 loaves and 2 fishes and all the like that Jesus did, you know, it was, you know, one of such stories is in multiple places. One is in Luke chapter 9, you know, other places in the Bible, verses 12 to 17, Luke 9, and there's other, you know, it's in Mark, it's in Matthew, and so on. You know, the way that Jesus did that thing, he showed us the attribute of multiplication. They gave him a little boy's lunch. That's all they did. And he took it. Yeah, you know, actually said, well, it is enough, you know, because, you know, they were looking. If you put all these stories together, the various renditions in all the Gospels, you know, it's like, well, give them to eat. Well, we find enough. So what do you have? They said, well, one boy volunteered his lunch. And Jesus said, it's enough. Put all the stories together. And then when you give it to him, he takes it, he blesses it, and puts it back in the hands of the apostles or disciples to give to the people. He gives them instruction too, what to do with it. And I've often said this, and I will say it again today. It wasn't from Jesus to the crowd. It was from Jesus to the disciples. And then Jesus walked away. You know, so he was showing them, demonstrating this attribute of multiplication. You know, but the way he did it in these particular stories, if you put all the three versions of these stories together, he took the thing, maybe a sack lunch that the mother packed for the boy, you know, lifted up his eyes to heaven, blessed it, and handed it to the disciples. He divided it among them, a little piece in Peter's hands, Andrew, Matthew, the rest of them, just cut a little piece and so on, you know. But he put something inside it, or say, increase. He deposited the capacity for increase, and he put it into their hands. And it was actually the disciples that fed the multitudes. When we tell these stories in contemporary Christendom, we say Jesus fed the multitudes. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. But in reality, it was the disciples that fed these multitudes. Jesus only blessed the thing and put it in their hands and told them what to do. Put them in 50s, put them in companies, and so forth. And then he just walked away. And there was the multiplication and the increase happened in the hands of the disciples. Because Jesus just put a blessing in the thing. You think of it yourself. Take 5 loaves in your hand and take 2 fishes. No matter how big or small the fishes are, or the 5 loaves. It is no big thing. Anybody can divide that into 12. I mean, 5 loaves. If you cut, just split them into 2, that's 10 pieces already. So it's not very, you know, I mean, incredible to divide 5 loaves into 12. Very, very doable. You can do it. I can do it. It's not very difficult to divide 2 loaves into 12. I mean, 2 fishes into 12. You snap the thing, that's 4. You snap it again, you know, that's 8. You snap it again, it's more than 12. I mean, you can do that very easily. The real increase was happening in the hands of the disciples. And Jesus wanted them to see it. Told them, do it in 50s. You got to keep believing. After you finish the first 50 round, you see that the thing has not diminished. You got to believe for the next round. And you keep doing it. The bread, the loaves, the small fragments that Peter, James, and John, the rest of them had in their hands, were actually multiplying in the hands of the disciples, not in Jesus' hands. They already walked away. You know, he just put a blessing on him, put it back in their hands, and walked away. Now, Jesus was the source of the blessing. But these disciples were the conduits of that blessing. It was actually happening. They were partners with God, with the Lord, in that creative act that he did. Put it in their hands. And that's the same thing that God will do for you today. You present to you, to God, to the Lord, what you have. He will bless it and put it back in your hands. They give you instruction, give you strategy, what to do. And then you go out and you do it and you increase and you'll be blessed. That's how God does it. You know, Jesus didn't need to be the one going around 5,000 people putting them, just put in the hands of the disciples and walked away. Think about that. Until today, the same principles exist. That's supernatural increase. You know, that meal was intended for one little boy. Maybe he can eat it 2 or 3 times in the day before it runs out. Wasn't intended for thousands of people, not even for 12 people, let alone thousands. But, you know, that's the power of increase. When it comes from your hands to the Lord's hands and back into your hands, something transpires in all of that transmission. You transmit it to God's hands. He transmits it back to your hands. Something has already transpired. Has already put the capacity for increase upon it. Praise the Lord. You know, now, in the book of Genesis chapter 39, verse 3, we read that there was an increase, a spirit of prosperity upon Joseph. Not just for his own life, but even for where he was at, you know, it says that his master, the Egyptian, you know, Potiphar, into whose house Joseph was sold, they saw that whatever Joseph did prospered. They saw it. And they said, the Lord was with Joseph, in verse 2, and he was a prosperous man. That's Genesis 39 and 2. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian, called Potiphar. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord had made everything he did to prosper in his hand. Even the man that was looking, the unbeliever, the Egyptian, he saw it. He knew it. You know, and because God put that blessing, that attribute, the capacity to increase and to prosper, put it upon Joseph. And even wherever he was, he caused things to prosper, you know, even in his hand. The psalmist, he declared a powerful prayer here, coming from the mind of God too. I mean, all the things we're saying in today is what God says in his word of how you should be. This is what God wants for you. Praise the Lord. In Psalm 90, we read in, you know, verses 14 or so through the end. Oh, satisfy us early with thy mercy that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days wherein we have been afflicted and the years wherein we have seen evil. Turn the thing around is what he's saying. Let thy work appear unto thy servants and thy glory unto their children. There's always a connection. You know, there's always that thread that passes from one generation to another. Let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us. Huh? And establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands, establish it. You know, so that's it. God wants the work of your hands to be established and blessed and prospered. These are the things that God wants for us. Glory to God. You know, and we've told the stories in this room multiple times. Even the other, just the other day, we're telling it of how God put a spirit upon Jacob for supernatural increase in his own favor. You know, how he had inspiration to cause a change of wealth. You know, he diverted the course of nature. And what he did with Laban's cattle and all of that, we told the story. I don't know if it was just yesterday or the other day. And it was incredible increase that came his way. I mean, God put increase upon Abraham. They were blessed. He was a blessed man. Increased in goods. They put increase upon Isaac, you know, and he sold in a land. He prospered. He got increase. He had increase. He put increase upon all his people, David, Solomon. In fact, David had so much wealth. People don't think of it like that. They thought Solomon had a lot of wealth, which he did. But David did most of that provision that Solomon used for the temple. He provided silver and gold without number. I mean, he provided, you know, all kinds of things. He just provided. I mean, these people are blessed in substance and so forth. And God wants you to be blessed. Here are some of the things that God said to the children of Israel in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28. I want to read some of it. This is what God says to them. Now, of course, you know, there are some guiding principles, not for you to scratch, claw, and cheat. That's the way of the world. That's not God's way. God's way is walk in the integrity of your heart. Meditate on the word of the Lord night and day. Do that which is right in the eyes of the Lord. Obey his voice. Follow his word. And blessings will follow you. Seek him first too. And all these other things will be added. That's a kingdom way. Deuteronomy chapter 28. He said, all these blessings shall come on you and overtake you. Well, if that you hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God. Look at all the blessings. You can count them yourself. Blessed shall thou be in the city, and blessed shall thou be in the field. I mean, it doesn't matter whether you are domestically in your local regions or you went elsewhere beyond your normal space. You know, you will be blessed everywhere you go. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the fruit of your ground, the fruit of your cattle, the increase of your kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. I mean, this is what God wants for us and for you. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. What's the difference between basket and store? What's the difference? The difference is timing. Basket is what's on your table now. Store is for later. Yeah, you eat out of the basket. You don't eat out of the store. You take from the store and put on the basket. You know, so when you finish eating what's in the basket, you go bring some more from the store and put it in the basket. People eat from the basket, not from the store. But God will give you now, and he also makes sure that even in the future, you are settled. He will give it to you both in your basket and in your storehouse. Bless you will be when you go out or come in. Yeah, he said that. He said even your enemies that rise up against you. Here's another form of blessing. When the Lord fights your battles, because he's talking about these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you. And now as part of these blessings, he's talking about God fighting for you. So that's another kind of blessing. The Lord shall cause thy enemies that rise up against you to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against you one way, and they shall flee before you seven ways. That's another blessing, you know. The Lord shall command a blessing upon thee in thy storehouses. I just said that. And whatever you set your hand to do, the Lord shall bless you in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish you and holy people unto himself. These are all blessings that you will get by walking in integrity of your heart and following the ways of the Lord and obeying his voice. Now, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways, then all of these things shall be unto you. Make you even a peculiar people unto himself, even as he has sworn. He said, in all the earth, the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord. Now, that's another even blessing. When the Lord magnifies you, you are not the one magnifying yourself. But the Lord is the one that's promoting you, that people will see it. And they shall be afraid even of you. The Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods. That's increase. Yeah. In the fruit of thy body, he said that again. And in the fruit of thy cattle, he said it again. The fruit of thy ground, he said it again. The land which the Lord thy God swear to thy fathers to give you. The Lord shall open his good treasure unto you. My goodness. Now, he didn't say the Lord will open unto you his treasure. No, he has a lot of treasures. The good ones that are special. Open unto you those things. Heaven, that's part of the blessing. Will give you rain and land in a season, you know, where others are saying, well, we don't have rain. Well, you will have rain. You know, sometimes some people even have too much rain and it destroys their crops. That will not be your portion. You'll have just rain enough to bless whatever you do. Be a blessing. Lord, give you rain. Bless all the work of your hand. He said it right there. He will bless all the work of your hand to the point where you have become a lender and not a borrower. If you are a borrower, that's not a blessing. You should reject that lifestyle. The lifestyle of borrowing, especially borrowing from unbelievers. When we go to the unbelieving systems of this world, like banks and institutions, financial institutions to borrow money, that's not God's pattern, you know. But most of the time it's because of lack of patience. When we do not wait for the salvation of the Lord, and we go and borrow money from unbeliever on the unbelieving systems of this world, you know. And, you know, shall the systems of the wicked bear rule over us? God forbid. You know, so the Lord wants you to be blessed in everything you do. He said, you'll be a lender, not a borrower. We'll make you the head and not the tail. And wherever there is, you know, thing going on and so forth, you know, God will make you come out ahead. I mean, we've seen favor upon God's people throughout the Bible. Even when I was auditioning in the time of Esther, we spoke about some stories of Esther yesterday. When I was auditioning, there were many, many, many women that auditioned for that position. Well, God made her the head. She came out on top. Praise God. Even the children of Israel that are carried into captivity, God still made them head. Daniel grows to the head. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are along with him. I mean, most of the time, you know, the favor of God, even Joseph in prison, he was cast to a prison for a crime that he did not commit. Even when he got to prison, he became the head of the prisoners. I mean, you know, God said, you'll be blessed. It will cause his goodness to follow you. Make you head and not tail. You'll be above only and not beneath. You'll be in front and not behind. That's it. Be a leader and not just a follower. If that you hearken to the commandments of the Lord and observe to do them, you will not go aside from left to right or whatever. You stay right there with the word of the Lord. And these are all the blessings that are coming your way. See, all these things are intertwined. God wants you, it's what he says, he wants you to be blessed. He wants you to thrive, that means in season and out of season. He wants you to increase, that means be fruitful and multiply. And he wants you to prosper in everything that you do. Praise God. Now, that's the promise of the Lord. You know, you will increase, you will prosper, and so forth. Now, there are some conditions that God has put here. We just read some of it. He always talks about, you know, obeying. But he also talks about meditating on his word. Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8. The secret of real success and prosperity. You know, this book of the Lord shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Well, and then speak those words too. You know, you meditate out of it, you meditate upon it in your heart, you speak the same things out of your mouth. That's how you do it. For then shalt thou make thy way prosperous. Thou shalt have good success. True success comes from following kingdom principles, not just the principle of this world. They have their own successes, but that's not how we do things. You know, true greatness and great, real success and true greatness comes from the Lord. Now, you must prioritize the things of God. Put God in first in all things. Jesus said that himself. Matthew, you know, talked about it. You know, he said, look, we need to seek the things of God. You know, we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Huh? And all these other things be added unto you. Don't seek those things first. Seek first the kingdom of God. That's right. Read all of it in Matthew 6 for yourself. He said, look, these things that we pursue, these are the things that the hidden and unbelievers also pursue. Don't do things like they do. It's different for you. You seek the Lord first and let God take care of stuff. Why don't we take God at his word? You know, most believers today, even Pentecostals, we pray and do prayer and do things like the unbelievers, seeking only those things. Father, give me this. Father, give me that. Do this for me. Do this for me. That's all we're doing all the time. And we're now, even those of us who are Pentecostals, we're using the giftings of the Spirit to get those same things that unbelievers are seeking after. You hear believers praying in the Spirit and praying in tongues. All they are praying for is, Father, give me this. Father, give me that. And spending all your spiritual capital chasing the things that unbelievers are chasing. What's the difference? Jesus said, it will not be like that for you. You must follow. Follow. I've even heard people praying. It's always about, give me this, give me that, give me the other. God wants to give you those things already. Jesus said, your Father knows that you have need of those things. And he wants to give you those things. And he will give you those things. And this is what he says. That's what we're saying to you in this lesson. But there are some principles behind this. must follow the word of the Lord. You've heard this a million times before. Don't let it just pass you by. Enter one ear, come out the other ear, because you've heard it so many times. Well, that's the reason why these things don't work. You know, I taught a series of the kingdom concept of keys. You know, where you have some keys and they don't work. I mean, all these things that I'm talking about may not work if we don't follow the principles of the kingdom. You can't do things like the world. When you are in the world, you did things in the world. When you are in the kingdom, you do things in the kingdom. There are kingdom ways. Actually, Jesus did say in Luke 12 and 32, it is my Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. When you have the kingdom, you have the kingdom benefits and everything that's in that kingdom are yours. In fact, Jesus went as far as saying in Matthew 25 and 34 that that kingdom, which he said is his Father's good pleasure to give you, was prepared for you before the world began. Was always God's intention, purpose, and desire to give you the kingdom. Always been. Read it for yourself. Matthew 25 and 34. Enter thou into the kingdom prepared for the righteous before the world began. Was always in God's mind. You should have it. Praise God. Have the kingdom of God. Have this grace unto yourselves is what we are telling you today. In the book of Luke chapter 22 and verse 29, you know, Jesus gives this also this profound statement for us to understand the things that God says to us. Now, what is God saying to us? That's what we are talking about today. What is he saying? He said, well, I appoint unto you a kingdom, even as my Father has appointed unto me, that you may eat and drink. Glory to God, you know. Yeah, God wants us to have this kingdom. It's a blessing, you know, and he promised it and he says it. As long as we follow, you know, let not his words depart from your mouth. Meditate upon them day and night and speak the same. And thou shalt have good success. I give you strategy also, even out of the treasures of his word. Thou shalt have good success in whatsoever you do. You shall prosper. You'll have good success. Praise the Lord. The psalmist declared it this way. The Lord, and we spoke about this, you know, in a lesson yesterday. He said, look, in the book of Psalms, you know, Psalm 23 and verse 5, the Lord prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You know, he anoints my head with oil and my cup run over. Run over is, you know, exceeding great, not just barely enough. Running over. He said, my cup runneth. You know, the word runneth is present continuous. That means my cup is running over. Not that my cup ran over, you know, or my cup will run over. No, my cup is running over. Now, there's the question. Is your cup running over or has the oil stayed? The oil will keep flowing as long as you keep on believing and walking in these instructions that the Lord is giving us. You know, one prophet of the Lord, you know, told a woman that cried unto him in 2 Kings chapter 4. He said, well, what do you have in the house? He said, well, I don't know. I mean, but, you know, she thought about it a little bit again and said, oh, yeah, just a pot of oil is all I have left. And they've come, the creditors, to take my sons to pay our bills, because we couldn't pay. And my husband, who loved the Lord, is now passed away. The breadwinner is gone. And she's in jeopardy of losing her sons. They're going to take them into as bondsmen to pay for what she could no longer pay. And the prophet gave instruction. And, you know, he said, well, go borrow empty vessels. Not a few, as many as you can find. And as the story went, the oil stayed only when there was not yet another vessel. As long as the sons kept bringing unto her a vessel, say, bring me yet another vessel. They brought, and she poured out. Bring me yet another vessel. They brought, and she poured out. And then one time, as she was doing it, bring me yet another vessel. And the son said, there are no more vessels. We are out. Finished. And then the oil stayed. And I always rejoice in that story. I say, Lord, I thank you. As long as there was a vessel to receive the outflowing, it was flowing. And if she had, they continued to give her a vessel, you know, for a week, a month, a year, bringing those vessels, it would continue still to outflow. You know, but when there was no more vessel, then the oil stayed. Now, is your oil still flowing? Is your cup still running over? Or has the oil stayed? The Lord wants your cup to run over. Hallelujah. You know, that's it. It run over is a side benefit for us. It's not something that we chase. Unbelievers chase these things. Jesus said, you don't chase them. They'll chase you. God will bring these things to you in chains and in dromedaries. Will they come over unto you? Merchandise of Ethiopia, men of sapience and men of stature, come unto you. God will give you the treasures of darkness, hidden riches of secret places. Bring them unto you. Well, that's reserved actually not for everybody. There's some people that God has called and give them insight like that. And they know how to become kingdom financiers, but they know how to do it. But for you, everybody, for us, you must not lack. My God will supply. That's for everybody. He will supply all your needs according to your riches in glory. And there's another way that God supplies to in the New Testament church. He that has gathered much did not have too much over, and he that gathered little did not lack, because there was a law of, you know, sharing that God instituted in the New Testament church. The believers sold what they had and they shared. And it didn't matter whether you were a janitor or whether you were, you know, a minister of defense or anything. You had a lot of money or you didn't have enough. All their children were able to go to good schools. Either had more, gave. If I didn't have enough, they still did not lack. You know, that must return body of Christ. And this is the New Testament way, not just individual blessings. That's the Old Testament, but it's still scripture. But in the New Testament, we share. Praise God. You know, and, you know, woe unto those, though, who would try to take advantage of that unction to share. And a lot of people that try to take advantage of that, they know we love to share, so they position themselves, you know, to prey upon that concept of sharing. Well, woe unto such. But in a real community of love and sharing, there should be no lack. Because why does God actually give you excess? What's the purpose? Yeah, there's no really need for you to have excess. You know, God's supposed to meet your needs, but he said you will thrive and you have excess. Why? Because Jesus said the poor you will always have among you. You know, so you take care of the others. That's all the excess is for. I mean, if you need $100 and God gives you $500, well, what do you think he gave you the remaining $400 for? You know, I mean, it giving you exceeding abundantly above what you needed, then there's a reason for it. Most of us don't think that way. We just go on a spending spree. Anytime that there is increase, you get a bonus, you come into some large money. What is the next thing people think? I'm going to take a cruise. I'm going to go spend. I'm going to take a vacation, which is good. It's good that a man should enjoy the gift of, I mean, the fruit of all his labor. If you enjoy it, say that's a gift of God. That's okay. But if that's all you're thinking about, Well, the Lord already made provision, not just for you to help your brother or sister, but even for yourself. You know, this is how God balances out the dry and wet season or rainy season. In the rainy season, he gives you surplus. And in the dry season, the surplus you had in the rainy season was supposed to cover the difference. We saw that powerfully in the story of Joseph when he stood before Pharaoh and, interpreted Pharaoh's dreams. 7 years of plenty where things will run over. And Joseph said, well, you must save at least 20% during that time. You know, and in 5 years, you would have enough. It will be 100% overflow. But if you don't save it, you squander it, then the years of evil are coming after that, and the years of plenty will be forgotten. And when you start to cry out to the Lord in the years of dryness, you will say, well, but I already gave you the excess. What did you do with it? So there's also wisdom in that too. When we talk about you'll be blessed all year round, well, you say, go to the ant. You know, in Proverbs chapter 6, see how the ant does it. You know, ants, they have no ruler, no overseer, you know, but yet they know their seasons. They know what's coming. They know what's, you know, stuff like that. And he says, look, I will instruct you even by the way of these little animals, little creatures, just call them that. Can't even call them animals, just call them creatures, you know, and the things that they do when they realize the time of evil is coming. Well, you know, go to the ant, Proverbs chapter 6, verse 6. See how the ant gathers his food in the summer and keeps things, make preparation for the hard times that are coming. It gives us instructions along those lines. So, you know, the Lord wants us to prosper, but also we need wisdom, you know, and so forth. The Lord, you know, said, you know, he will give you, open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. And there shall not be enough room to contain it. Malachi 3 and verse 10. But you must prioritize the things of the kingdom. You know, even your finances and so forth. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse that I may be meat in my house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord. And God also says that, look, here's another blessing where you will always have an overflow. You know, if you know how to give it away, that's my own adage, God will always make a way to get it to you. Proverbs 11:25. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself. He must, you know, he's receiving something in order to give it away. He that watereth will be watered. You know, so that's where I coined that from. But because he's giving it away, God will always give more to him because he knows how to give it away judiciously. Praise the Lord. He knows how to use it. It's Libra. You know, there is that, you know, withholdeth more than is necessary, and it tended to poverty, but there is that, you know, spreads it out, and yet he has more than enough, you know. So the scriptures will give us this kind of understanding, you know. If you are tight-fisted in the things of God, when God bless you, you know, it may tend to poverty, you know, but when you are able to give it away, well, it might actually increase. So when God is putting things in your hands, right? Proverbs 11:24, the verse before the one we were just reading, says the liberal soul himself shall be made fat, because he's watering, he'll be watered. The verse before that say, there is that scattereth and yet increaseth. Yeah, so that's another way of increasing. Jesus said, give it away in order to keep it. Even in spiritual things, said, look, if you will hold on to your life, you will lose it. But if you will lose it for my sake, then you will keep it unto eternal life. And said, well, how do you preserve your riches? Well, give them away into the things of the kingdom. If you lay them up in where thieves may steal or may rust or whatever, you will lose them. But if you put them in heaven, how do you put things in heaven when you are here on earth? You give it away to things that heaven delights in. That's right. You know, and when you do that, there is that scattereth that yet increaseth. And there is that withholdeth more than is meet, and yet it tendeth to poverty. So after reading all these verses, I coined the frame, if you know how to give it away, the Lord will always give you more, and you will have even more to give away. That's right. Praise the Lord. Let us summarize what we have spoken about today. It is God's intention for you to be blessed. He wants you to thrive. That means in and out of season. He wants you to increase. He said it at the very beginning, be fruitful and multiply. He wants you to prosper. I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health. Yeah. Today we want you to align your mind, your thinking, and your ways to the ways of the Lord. Yeah. Moses laid it out before them. You follow these things that I lay out before you, and it shall be well with you, even to the increase of things. Your body, fruit of your body, fruit of your cattle, your land, your kind, all these things. God make you even head and not a tail. But you got to follow the ways of God. And God will prosper you in the things of the kingdom. And when he prospers you, remember even those that helped you along the way. That's right. So people forget that. Daniel did not forget. You know, there was a time that all their lives were in jeopardy of being killed along with all the wise men of Egypt because they could not tell the king his dream, let alone interpret it. And the king commanded that all the wise men be killed. When the word got to Daniel, they asked for a little time. God gave them favor for that time. He called his friends and they prayed and sought the Lord. And the Lord answered and showed Daniel the secret and also the meaning. And when Daniel finally revealed the secret and the meaning and the king promoted him, he did not forget his friends. He also put in a good word for them, recommended them for promotion, and they also were promoted along with him. How many people do that today? So there are some people that actually will step all over the same people that helped them. You know, once they are now settled, they start to backstab the same people that helped them. You know, but Daniel was a man of integrity. He got help when his, friends prayed with him, but he was the only one that received the promotion. But he wasn't the only one that prayed. They all prayed. They all fasted. They all sought the Lord. But he was the one, the spokesman, and he went in there and he got all the credit, all the accolades and all the promotion and all the blessings. But he did not forget. He was not forgetful of the people that were in the trenches with him. So that's a word of wisdom for us today. Now, I'm going to round up today's lesson by just praying over the room. There's nothing that we have said today that you have not heard before. But it's a reminder. This is what God wants for us. And I have not asked anyone here today to sow a seed in order to get this blessing. This is where these messages get mixed up. That's why people cringe sometimes when they hear these so-called prosperity messages, because people tie it to, okay, you know, when you say give, which is a commandment in the scripture, but it doesn't say that you always have to give it into the bosom of the person that is speaking to you. And this is where there is an error in the whole thing. You know, as greed, filthy lucre, has filled the hearts of the preachers. And they tell you to give. They're not just telling you to give to the people that are in need. They tell you to give to their own bosoms. Many of them live off of the backs of the poor people that are given to them. They live in mansions, you know, ride million-dollar jets all over the place. And yet they're telling you to give to them. And the people are still doing it. You know, when will the people wake up? Well, people have started to wake up, actually. They're waking up now. But, you know, Jesus, he gave these instructions when he set his, when he sent out his disciples to preach the kingdom. In the beginning of his days, as he was teaching the people and sending them down, this was their practice sessions. He said, as you go, preach, Matthew chapter 10 and verse 7, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead even, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. Don't charge anybody anything for these things. Do it freely. You know, so that's the charge that Jesus gave. Do it freely. Praise God. So this message of gain, increase, prosper, thrive, and so on is preached to you freely today. Brought to you by the Holy Spirit. Freely. No charge. Because freely I received it of the Lord, and freely I give it to you. It's a true message, even though people have tainted it. You know, they tainted it because we use things such as Luke 6 and 38. Give, and it shall be given you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Shall men give unto your bosoms. Well, he didn't say who to give it to, you know, and it shouldn't be those people who are already fat and laden with riches that should be giving it to, you know. So you should look for the place where God will instruct you to give it to, you know, and giving, you know, to the rich and oppressing the poor, you know, those two things God hates. You know, he was saying to you in the scriptures, if you do that, you are actually going to come eventually to poverty. Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 16. He that oppresseth the poor to increase his riches. So this is not, this increase we've been talking about, that's not how to do it. Don't oppress the poor to do it. And he that giveth to the rich. These people that are telling you to sow your seed, they are already rich. You shall surely come to want. So this is not the way of the kingdom. When Jesus said, give and it shall be given unto you, good pressure, good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over and so forth. It's for you to give where there is really a need. That's right. Praise the Lord. But there's also a secret behind that. Say, for the same measure that you meet. We don't tell you that when they tell you to give so that you will get. It's the same measure. And people will tell you, oh, give $10 and get $1,000 or $10,000. That's not even scriptural. You know, we know that God will multiply your seed sown, but it is the same measure. He that soweth sparingly shall reap sparingly. He that soweth bountifully shall reap bountifully. If you want to sow sparingly in order to reap bountifully, that's not scriptural. The same measure that you meet, if you are someone that knows how to give things that are pressed down, shaken together and running over, if you know how to give like that, well, God will also make sure that pressed down, shaken together and running over is coming to you. You know, these are the balancing of the scriptures. But I say all of that to say this. This is not a message that should be tainted just because other people are doing it wrong. And then some people say, well, here comes another prosperity preacher. No, I am not a prosperity preacher. I'm a preacher of the word of God. And if it's in the word of God, Paul says, I do not shun to declare unto you all the full counsel of God. And it is in the counsel of God. So I declare it unto you today. God wants you to be blessed. He wants you to thrive in every situation. He wants you to increase and he wants you to prosper. And I'll pray over the room and let the Lord, you know, instruct your heart with these lessons and these words today. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the inspiration of the Word of God that we have received today. I pray that the people receive it truly as the Word of God and not a word of a man. And that the Lord will show us that these are the things that God desires for us. You want us to have these things. Even before we ourselves asked, it was your desire to give these things to us already. Therefore, Lord, show your people the way. Instruct our hearts, Lord, to understand that it is your will for us to prosper. It's your will for us to have increase. Your will for us to thrive. It's what you will for us to be blessed. To God be the glory. Thank you, Father. And show us individually, Lord, as we seek your face, meditate upon your word, declare it daily, and stay right there with it and not turn to the left or the right. Show us the secret to hidden riches in the name of Jesus. The Bible says to come after you. To God be the glory. I thank you, Lord, and I praise you, even for wellness and health. I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Let the health of the people spring forth speedily. To God be the glory. Thank you, Father. Give you all praise and all glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.